Greetings, greetings, greetings. Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. Praise the Lord. Pray that you guys are having a today's Tuesday. A good week so far. Every day is good in the eyes of the Lord. Let's give him thanks and let's give him praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, let me turn my hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. 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 Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this evening, Father, Tuesday. We come before you this evening, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we lift you up. We give you the highest praise, Almighty God. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, there's no God beside you. Oh, mighty, 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 mighty God. Oh, you know what? The living room is cold and in here is kind of warm. And I put on this long jacket. Think I was gonna, well, I'm burning up, but I will be able to keep it off for the next hour, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we magnify you. We magnify you today. We magnify you today. We are alive. We have breath in coming out of our mouth, coming through our nostril. We can breathe. We can say thank you. We have eyes to see. We have mouth to speak and to walk. We can smell. We can hear. And if we can't even do none of those things, and if we're here right now, we are alive and we are well. Hi, Gloria. Welcome. May God bless you and may He keep you in today because we need Him this day. It doesn't matter what the minute or what the hour Viola may bring. It doesn't matter. We have a God that is more than enough. Do you hear me, everybody on the line? We have a God that's more than enough. It doesn't matter what the enemy might bring. It doesn't matter what it may look like. I'm not here to hype. I'm not here to tear anybody down. We're here to build up each other. If I have offended anyone, I apologize. I ask for forgiveness. Call me, let me know what I did wrong, and let us go over. The Word of God said we must reason together, come together, and hashed out our differences. And if we can't come to a proper agreement, let's call for another elder in the church. And just let's sit back and cipher it out and see if we could come with an agreement and with an understanding, knowingly that if we die now and we make it to heaven, we will see each other one day. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the kingdom of God. And when Jesus prayed and they asked, if you look in Matthew 6, pray about the kingdom, thy kingdom come. If you look over Matthew 6, that's what he says, and his kingdom come. And we are here representing his kingdom because when he leave, he said, I am going to send you the comforter. And when the comforter comes, the comforter is going to lead, guide you. Hallelujah. And it will, he or will show you things to come. I have seen where right now they're saying that there should be no woman preachers in, but I'm here to tell you, if you Google it yourself, you will see in the Bible where we are neither male or female. We're neither black or we're neither white. I'm telling you right now, we are a spirit, is in 1 Thessalonians 5. And we are a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. That is why, if you look in the Bible, I'll tell you, if you go to one of the hospital, okay, say for instance, you're dying, you need blood, and say you're white and your black sister or your black brother show up. You're dying and you need blood. Are you gonna say, I'm not gonna take your blood because you're black? Am I not gonna say, I'm gonna take your blood because you're white? Blood. There's no variation in the blood. We got to get it right, kingdom citizens. We got to look past our differences, kingdom citizens. And we have to want to make it to heaven. We have to want to make it to see Jesus, see the face of Jesus, They're neither black or white. They're neither male nor female. We're all spirit, and we must live according as Jesus the Father lives. I'm going to leave, and I'm going to send you a comforter. And when that comforter comes, that comforter will lead you, and that comforter will guide you, and that comforter will show you things to come. This day we pray that the Holy Spirit would take us into the presence of the Father God Himself. But before we do that, let's repent from all our sins and all our unrighteousness. Because if we don't forgive, if we don't ask God to take away our sins, we will not be able to go to the throne at this day. It's just so serious. No, it doesn't make any sense. We want to be covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to be covered with that blood. So today we come, Father God, based on your word, it is declaring, Lord God, if we ask for forgiveness, you are good and just, and you will forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. So tonight, Lord, we come and we just bow before you. And we say, Lord, as we bow, we say, forgive us, Lord Jesus. What are you saying? I have sinned. I've come short from the glory of God. I know you have died, Father God, through your Son that manifested on the cross through Jesus Christ. And Father, I come and I say, do not pass my door. My door, which is my body, my whole entire being, that's my door. That is my frame. That is my person. That is my wall. I am taking it personal. That is my wall. That is my four corners. That's my wall. Almighty God, I am going to make it so personal. You know, when you look at me, Father God, Sonny, put in the chat, yes, Lord Jesus, yes. Just type boldly, yes, Lord Jesus, yes. It would be so nice if you could put some, just something boldly, like some water coming out of heaven. It is a distinction of his glory. And when I'm looking right now, I am seeing the glory of the Lord. When you look at the thing that say the holy tabernacle, right? Exactly. There you go, girl. That's what I was saying. When you look, and I was saying, as you look and you see the thing that says the holy tabernacle, I'm telling you, we are prophetic. Sana, you got the eyes of a seer. Do you understand me, girl? You are a seer. I didn't tell you what I see, but you okay. Lord God Almighty. I said, like the holy tabernacle right there, and she put it up there. That's what I saw. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. The distinction of heaven open up over us. And let the remnant of God, meaning the rain of God, comes down tonight and shower us in that glory. I see the heavens open up. And I hear a lot of people prophesying doom and gloom. But let me tell you tonight. So what if you even end up dead? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Find that scripture sign and put it up there. It's in Corinthians. Somewhere there, find it. To be absent from the body. Don't be fearful of dying. Once the enemy knows that you are not fearful of anything, the enemy will come, trust me, but it will not stay too long because you have the antidote, you have the poison for the enemy's wrath. Put that in your cabinet. What is the poison? When a person takes something in that they're not supposed to take in, what is that? And if it's going to change the whole course of your life, what is that? I'm here to tell you the poison that the enemy does not want to take in layman's term tonight, is the word of the king. Don't understand if you're getting it, but when that poison hit that demon from hell, it quails up. Because the word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is dunamis. The word of God, when it speak out of your belly and expand it in the atmosphere, it is going to change situation. And it's going to expand into life itself. Proverbs 18:21. Now, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever you know, whatever you don't know, whatever you do know, or even if you do not know, speak life. There is life in the word. Read John 1. And the word becomes life. Even when you speak the word is life itself. I mean, you got to read your Bible. You got to read John. Go read John. You got to read Proverbs 18. You got to read Matthew 16. Our fasting tomorrow is on, I think it's on rebellion. Because I just finished putting it together. I urge you to look it over. If you don't want to spend the whole entire from 6 a.m., from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. fasting, take an hour and look those scriptures over. It is very, very significant. I believe at the end, I spoke and I put some things in there about Saul. And Saul went and Saul consulted a medium. Who can we think or say a medium is at that given time or even now? It is all wrapped up in witchcraft. Whether you like it or not. If I'm not living right, if you're not living right, if you're not being obedient, if I'm not being obedient, the word of God declares we are under witchcraft. And when I read that scripture today, you have to read it and you have to look it over yourself. If you're fasting with us, you'll get it. You'll have it there. If you are not, where's my phone? Let me give you the scripture that we're fasting over, that the underlining scripture. This is so important. Mm-hmm. If you are ministering out of your belly, and if you're communicating or even interchanging with the Spirit of God, and speaking in the spirit, and if you have no interpretation, the word of God declared that you are actually building up yourself in Him. So once there's no interpretation that come forth, I'm actually building up myself. Simple. Don't have to explain that, but I feel like explaining it. Because at this time, we should have all be seasoned and have an understanding in the Word of God. We're here as iron sharpened iron. We're here as a communicator with each other. It's in 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. And I believe I have written out the scripture. The for rebellion is the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness. You know when you're younger, your mom is saying you're stubborn? That means you don't want to listen. It's an iniquity and idolatry. Because thou art rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. That's what happened when Saul did not listen. And that's what happened to me, to whoever put myself in first. If we're not listening to the word of God, if we're not listening to the word of God, he could either talk to you or he could speak to you through his word. Either or. Rebellion. And what is rebellion? It's like opposing authority. It says rebellion always starts with the heart. And then it manifests itself in disobedience. In the Bible, rebellion is considered as disobedient to God and is also compared to divination. A divination is a pagan practice. It's like you're doing witchcraft, you're doing all those foolishness. People come to you, sit down and you talk to them. You're talking about your crystal ball. All those out of foolishness. And if you read it, because at the end of this fasting, I gave a scripture in here and tell the individual to go read it. 1 Samuel 28, 1 to 25. And it's about Saul. How Saul actually went and tried to bring up this spirit to give him information. And that was it. That was it. That was the end of Saul now. So tonight we come, Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The thing is, it's sure hot. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Ooh, that feels good. I throw some water in my clothes because I gotta be one cool. Yeah. Feels nice. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, when we, especially when we come together. And when I am praying, interceding, teaching, whatever I am doing, because it's not me, my dad's stubborn. Okay. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak to that dad and we just bind everything on him that's not of you. Father, first and foremost, we pray that he gets saved. And we pray that he gets saved and then that he's walking, Father. He's walking, Father. He's walking in your greatness. He's walking in your deliverance. You're giving him great peace and joy. You're buying ritual out of his life. Bind the spirit of legalism. Oh my God, legalism. We break and bind every legalistic spirit that want to come and raise his ugly head up on dad. It's like a dog-like spirit, and we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Any animal-type spirit, every destructive, forceful, rude, spirit. We come against that. We come against that. Any spirit don't want to be puffed up. We did that today. I suggest that you go on that fast, Glory. Maybe you should get a copy of that fast. And go in and take authority over your family. Go in and take authority over your family. Go in and just take, if you want a copy, send me your email, because I can't send it to you straightforward on the phone. And just go in, or if you don't want to do the fast entire the whole entire fast, go in and look up the word rebellion and see the different meanings that come with rebellion. And one of them, I believe, is something in there being stubborn. I believe so. I believe so if you look it up. And then when you look under stubborn, it gives you the different not listening, think the person knows more than the other person, don't want to take your, like your mom would want to say, want to argumentative spirit, think they know so much. Look, when we come online, when we come here, we come one to another to hear from the Holy Spirit. We come to be trained by the Spirit of God Himself. And then we go forth and execute in that training. So once we get offline, tomorrow we go out and we become the executioners. We're going out and we start speaking these things that we learn in the Spirit. And we start commanding the spirit of witchcraft to reciprocate, to die. Okay? You please salt upon that wound. Okay. The word salt. I mean, I'm telling you, salt upon the wound. That means when it go into that cut, it's going to burn. I remember one time I went to Manchester at a church, and this man come, one he came to one of the meetings, and he said, "Burn, baby, burn." What do you think he was talking about? Every single thing that's not of God that's inside of you, burn it out. Drag it out. Take it out. Let it be diminished. Let it be diminished. Trample. Walk upon top of it. Drive it out. If you hate, reverse hate with love. Look, man, when you're going through some stuff, and you can't even talk about it, and you worry about every fly in your wall, you need deliverance. You need to be delivered, because you have to come to a place where nothing and nobody say about you, what they have to do to you, matters. You got to take it to the cross. You can't keep around looking over your shoulder. It's not going to work. You're going to get a nervous breakdown. That's what stubbornness brings. Mr. Know It All, Miss Know It All, She Know It All, E Know It All, Baby Know It All, everybody know it all. We don't know nothing but the Holy Ghost. I don't know nothing but Holy Ghost. And when I speak to individual, you may not better ask me tomorrow, because I may not understand or even remember, because I speak under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I was in a class yesterday and I started laughing because they said people like myself are people not only in the prophetic realm, but they are word prophet. In other words, when you go out and the person come, all you see is something that's going on and you want to talk to them. And I started laughing because that's just me. You call me and I'm talking to you, and I'm like, okay, all right. And then the father start talking. Then you'll have to see, like my daughter, who's different. Like the word person, the person was saying, yeah, that person prays, but the person may not be in the secret place like the seer. Different option, different unction, different office. Me, bam, 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 and I'm there. That's just how the spirit works. You got to know what the spirit called you to do and get it done. Hey, We different people, got a different bloodline. We're shaped differently, okay? We look differently, we act differently, but we have the same spirit, one spirit. Shamoni. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, rise up and be healed. Rise up and walk. God is taking us to a place where nothing should bother us. I believe that we should have every single thing in ministry. Lord God Almighty, send the finances in, Lord. Send people in, Lord God Almighty, who is going to help us at the Holy Tabernacle or in the Holy Tabernacle. Send whatever we need, because you know what? In the Holy Tabernacle, if an individual, whether you are part of that or not, we are all a part of the kingdom of God. When you come in with a need, we should have it in the body. That when that person come in, or even if they don't even call, the Spirit of God will say, I want you to call this person. I want you to call that person. I want you to speak life into this person. And while you're speaking life, the person need $10,000. The person need 20. The person need 1,000. The person need 5. The person need anything the person need. We have everything in common. That person need 500. That person need your love. That person need a place to stay. I remember when I was in Connecticut, Taya will tell you, but Azzy will tell you, Elite and all them other people, Sister Moses, I see her on the phone. Hi, honey, my baby girl. They'll let you know, a small little church, not that much people was there, but because the heart of the leadership, you come in and you have a need. And we're going to try our best to meet that need. Somebody needed a place to stay. We rent that place. Sister Moses was responsible, I think, for the food or for the phone. Every single thing that was needed by that one person got it. That's how we're supposed to operate in the body. Why are we not meeting our brothers and sisters' need? Why are we not getting the concept? Why are we not seeing it like how Jesus see it? Why are we not seeing it? Why are we not seeing it like he sees it? Oh my God. Do you know how beautiful it is if we're able to meet each and every one of our needs? Think about it. Think about it. No strings attached, not alone. Somebody needed something, and you don't have, it doesn't have to be alone. The Spirit of God just tell you to do this, and you just do it with your heart. I remember when I was in Connecticut and I was sick, 1997, I think it was, when I went back to the Hartford and I had an operation. And my girlfriend, I never go to her and ask her for anything. But for 6 weeks, she would bring my breakfast and my dinner. And she would put it on my porch. And I would crawl out and pick it up and bring it back inside for 6 weeks. And let me tell you, when I didn't want her to come anymore, I said, Lord, Lord, you're gonna have to stop her from coming, because I didn't feel like crawling out to the after 6 weeks. I said, and don't you know the day when I prayed, the next day she said, because they called me Joyce. She said, Joyce, I'm not coming back. I'm not dropping off any more food tomorrow. And I'm like, that's okay, because that's how I prayed. We need to get a revelation. We don't understanding that we are kingdom people. We're not dividers. We are articulated by the Spirit of God. This is not the work of any kind of man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. As I lift my hands, Lord God, open the eyes of your children. Open the eyes. Let they smell and feel you. Let it comes out of their belly, their navel string. Hook onto your navel string, Lord Jesus. Oh, breasty one. King of kings. Messiah, come. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Lord God, this is not about me. This is not about any individual, God. This is all about you, Jesus. Father, I am so sorry. I am so sorry if I don't do what you tell me to do and what you want me to do. I repent, Lord God. Father, I am so sorry for not taking care of me, not taking care of my brothers, not taking care of my sisters. I want to be my brother's keeper. I want to take care of me, Lord. I beg you tonight, God. Let me be obedient to you, Lord Jesus. I break and I bind the spirit of witchcraft out of my life. I break and I bind disobedience out of my life. Lord God Almighty, under the sound of my voice, God, I come and I break and I bind the spirit of the tiger that I just see right now. Every tiger that comes into the home, every tiger that comes into the home to destroy husband and wife, I break it and I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. People in the home that's not married, Lord God Almighty, I pray that they will get married, Lord. I call for the family to rise up. In Jesus' name, mothers and fathers taking a stand over their family. I break and I bind the spirit of witchcraft. I break and I bind the spirit of Moloch. Jesus Christ, Almighty God, I break and I bind the spirit of wants and needy. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every generational curse. Poverty and incest, lying, demonic spirit, you are bound in the name of Jesus. You are bound in the name of Jesus. Every ant type spirit that comes and want to bite and stick to the flesh, I command you to stand still and to back off and flee and go back to the pit of hell where you come from in the mighty name of Jesus. I command every falling angel that's assigned to my bloodline, that's assigned to your bloodline, that's assigned to your family, that's assigned to your street, that's assigned to your neighborhood, that's assigned to your state, that's assigned to America, wherever it is, Jamaica, wherever it is, call out your nationality. I command every snake type spirit to bow. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God. What do you call that that I'm seeing? I break it right now. 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 It looks like one of them big old gigantic lizard. The one that has the thing under the here. I break it and I bind it right now, and it walks out there into the desert. I break and I bind every desert in your family, every desert in your life. I call for life to come forth. Water, 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 water on dry land. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. Dragon type spirit, that's what it is. I break and I bind the spirit of a dragon right now. I break and I bind the spirit of a dragon right now. I break and I bind the spirit of a dragon right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every ancestral spirit that want to come in and raise up their ugly head right now. If you could pray in the spirit, if you know how to pray in the spirit, I pray right now that you start praying the spirit with me. Shongo, and if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, just say thank you, Jesus. Break it up now in the name of Jesus. We break it, we break it, we break it, we break it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you smell, you are foul. We trample over you. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Yes, cut off the head, you call. There you go, there you go. Every teeth come out of your head and drop. Every teeth come out of your head and drop. The blood. Every ancestral mikindo sexual spirit. Incest, break it, Mashoko. We come into the womb right now. We come into the womb right now. And we tear out that ancestral spirit. Lying demonic force. Lying demonic force. Lying demonic force. Lying demonic force and source. Lying demonic force and source. The spirit of a sore. It smells. The spirit of a sore. It smells and it decaying. And we break it and we bind it and we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every decay. I tell you, when Kenneth put this up, tell somebody to go listen to this. I plead the blood of Jesus over every decay in the family line. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I break it. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Break, 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 break. Yes. Drop. Oh my God. Bloodline. Bloodline. Break it. Shokola. You call about war. Every lying spirit that raised up. So I want you to get the fire sign. I want you to put up the fire sign. I want you to declare fire. 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 Fire in the east. Fire in the west. Fire in the north and the south. Fire. Fire, 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 fire. I want you to put up nine fire. Two, four, five, seven. One more shot is that. One, two, three, four, five, six. I want you to put up nine. That's the nine parts of the spirit. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discerning of spirit. Tongues. Fire. Fire! Jesus. And the sword of the Spirit, the righteousness, the salvation. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Oh, go forth in peace. Go forth in peace. Go forth in peace. Preaching peace to the nations of the world. The blessed spirit of truth, speaking truth and truth only. Bind the spirit of lies. 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 I come and I break and I release the blood over every generational curse. Taya, put your hands up. Taya, put your hands up right now. Put your hand up, and I'm believing you. I'm believing God with your dad right now. I'm believing God with you. There's a scripture in the Bible that say 120, and he will live and not die. He will live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. Taya, put your hand up. Intercessor, put your hand up and go into your belly. And remember when we were over there at Martha Street, and the Father God say, lay on him. Told your sister to lay on him. But tonight I'm saying, Taya, go into the word of God is Genesis 6, verse 3. And he said 120. He did not say nothing about 70. He said, I am going to take my spirit from men. And I'm gonna let them live to be 120. Taya, trust God for your daddy. I'm believing God with you. Kaya, I want you to put up Genesis 6, verse 3. I want you to go into the spirit right now. And I want you to plead the blood of Jesus on his navel. On his navel string. And I want you to break and bind the spirit of witchcraft off of him. I want you to drive out witchcraft out of his bed. Yes, right now, as we speak, put it up there. I want you to drive out witchcraft out of his room, out of his bed, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that he'll be able to use the bathroom. I pray that he'll be able to use the bathroom as a man, and he won't be feeling like he has to feel like he discriminated, and he don't have to feel like he's bad, and he don't have to feel like he, oh, I'm so ashamed. No. Call for his loins to be strong again, girl. Speak life over your daddy, girlfriend, in the name of Jesus. And tell the enemy to back off. Tell the enemy to back off. Tell the enemy to back off. I say, tell the enemy to back off. You know what I see? I see a snake in his bed. They got a lot of demonic witchcraft in your location. I believe we'll talk about it again. We talk about it one time, and I'm seeing it again. This time it come back and want to kill him. But you need to declare war on the enemy's war. You need to tell the devil, back off, and leave my daddy alone. You're not ready for him to be dead. Yeah, my brother was ready because he called me and told me he ready. Your daddy not ready. Don't let no demon come in and take your daddy, girl. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the, hi, my baby girl. You look pretty tonight. I love you, sweetie. I love you. Just pray. I want you to pray in the spirit for me right now because I'm in a devil's territory. I want you to pray, okay, Keisha? I want you to pray, all right? To close your eyes, and I want you to intercede because this is a demonic source. This is demonic force. And I'm in the bed. And there's two snakes in the bed. One between his leg. As a matter of fact, there is four. Oh God. Snake of death. His head, between his legs, and between both of his arms. So they come in and want to cripple him. But in the name of Jesus, we take the sword and we chop it off. The demonic head tonight. Yes, get out. And that's not his wife. That's not your mama. That's a lying demonic spirit. That's a familiar spirit. And talk about he's your wife. That ain't your girl. You better tell your daddy that's not his wife. You better tell your daddy that your mama dead. And that's not his wife. That's a familiar spirit. Jesus. Oh my God. What's wrong with these people in the church? It's not your mama. You can't talk to your mama. You can't talk to your mama. She dead. You can't talk to your mama. She did. Tell your daddy, mama dead. Witchcraft. In the land. Running all over. In our yards. In our homes. I don't already talk to you guys about taking all them trash out of your house. Throw them out. They are bringing in attractions. All them doggone Buddha. Throw them out. Buddha can't do nothing for you. Buddha is a demon from hell. What's wrong with y'all? All them crystal balls, throw them out. All the sage, throw it out. All you need is the blood of Jesus. You don't need nothing else. And the word of God. Demonic witchcraft. People talking about, oh, they love mermaids. Mermaids, those are demonic sword and force. You got your kids? Change their wardrobe. Show into their room. Check out all these skull heads and throw them out. Throw out Cinderella. Throw them out. When we were growing up, we talk about Cinderella and the Seven Dwarfs. We don't need that. That's demonic force. My God. One Patilla skin. We don't need that. I'm going to tell you right now. Them things that we grew up on. Joke on all of that. It's not good. They were worrying about our kids. What are they killing off each other, watching all these TV stuff? Jumping off the kids and they start committing all kind of vile stuff. We need to know what they're watching. And we need to know what we're watching. Demons in the land. It's not time for us to play church. Celestial beings are released. It's not time. Is not time. We are living in serious times right now. Moso bikisi, Ainaso Romuki, Sirimango Shiriminge, Ilinotase Uramange, Siromungu likase kulalikite. Blakusti milukumba ee lakaya. The Father God said he is pouring in the oil over us this night. The oil of salvation. The oil of peace and joy that we so need in our family. He said he is pouring out that oil over us tonight. As for me, I need that oil. And I do thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for that oil in my house. I thank you for the oil of salvation in my home. I thank you for finances that I need in my home. I thank you that when I do go to Jamaica, that we have peace. Lord God, thank you for showing up here tonight. That we won't have any war and just be peaceful. We have a peaceful situation, a peaceful burial. Everything is done in order. Pray to God that God will do the same for you. Let your family come together in order. I hear the word celestial. That means he wants to have celestial meaning over you. The angels come in and just bow before you. He is praying for us. He is ever make, he said he's making intercession for us. Oh Lord God, thank you. When you believe without a shadow of a doubt that nothing is going to work for you, he is saying, I've already worked it out for you. When it looks like your ear is in shambles and rumbles and all wrecked up and mashed up like a crackers, he said, I have put your crackers back together for you. When your crackers is broken in 20 to 80 pieces, he said, I've put those pieces back to one for you. What he's actually saying that you are whole. You are WHOLE. You're not cracked up. He is saying, when he went to the cross, visualize him going to the cross. When he went to the cross, and when they pierced him at his side, and when the blood fell to the ground, everything that he went through, your pieces at that time, when he said it is finished. Supernaturally, everything shook and it shakes and it come back together as one. Heavenly Father, how could we not know this? How could we not see this? That you are a God that execute and create supernaturally for us. Yes, Toya, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes, baby girl. Yes, he is our Lord Jesus. Yes, he is our all-breasty one. Yes, he is our creator. Yes, he is our El Shaddai. He is our Elohim. Yes. Jehovah Shammah. Yes. And we could give him a Shabbat praise. We could give him a praise and say, Shabbat. Oh, Shabbat. Oh, Shabbat. And we say, you know what? Shema, 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 Shema. We give him a Shema praise. We give him a Shabbat praise. We give him a glorified praise. We give him a holy praise. We give him a praise that's, we don't even know. We just praise him. Like David said, he praised and he praised him out of his clothes. Hallelujah to the King. What a mighty. The Lord is our shepherd. Oh, Lord, have mercy, God Almighty. And I will give you praise, O Lord, my God. To the ends of the earth, I praise you. To the ends of the earth, your mighty acts, I will praise you. To the ends of the earth, with your harp, I will praise you. With your timbal, I will praise you. I will praise you in dance, and I will praise you. Upon the mountains, upon the hills, I will praise you. In my lowest time, in my lowest parts, I will praise you. Out of my mouth, let everything that I have, every breath that comes out, Lord God Almighty, I will praise you. I just want to be with you, Jesus. I want to hear from you, Lord. I want to speak only what you want me to speak. I don't want to say nothing out of my mouth that does not edify you. I will bless the Lord of all times. And I want his grace. And I want his praise. to be continually in our mouths. I want my soul and your soul to boast in the Lord. Father God, we so much want to be humble. And we wanted you just to shake us, Lord Jesus, that when we get glad, we get glad in you. We smile in you. We praise in you. We magnify you, O Lord God Almighty. We seek your face on a continual basis, precious Holy Lord God Almighty. Deliver us from all fears. Let we put all our trust in you, Almighty God. In you we move and we have our being, Lord God. Let we look only to you. You have lightened all our burdens. We should not have none. We should cast all our cares upon you. Father God, if we are poor in spirit, and when we cry out to you, Lord, we know you hear everything. According to your word, mountains will be moved. Angels of the Lord will encamp around about us, according to Psalms 91. You will deliver us and you will set us on high. You are a good God. And your word declare in Genesis 1 that everything that you see and you created, Father God, you declare that it was very good. And it is good. So tonight I come, Lord. And I said, because people so fearful and we so fearful and we're not trusting you, I declare Psalms 23 over our lives this day. And I can rejoice in you, Jesus. And I can smile in your presence, Almighty God. You're great. You are wonderful, Almighty God. And when the hills come and we climb up that hill, we go up to the hill and we rejoice on top of that hill. Let only the breeze come and touch our legs and our knees. Let our hands elevate and we just say, we exalt you, Almighty God. Let our eyes close. Let the breath comes out of our mouth. Let we breathe out of our belly. And let the essence of your presence come forth and bestowed upon us tonight with greatness as we pray. Father God, let your word come out of my mouth. And let it come seasoned by your grace. Almighty God. Oh, precious Holy Spirit. In you we move and we have our being. I want to say tonight, Lord God Almighty, certainly, there is no other God beside you. I thank you for calling me out of my mother's womb. I thank you for calling every last one of us out of our mama's womb tonight. By grace, because we did not deserve to be called in our mother's womb to come and to worship you, Lord God Almighty, and to bow before you, oh gracious, mighty God. Let the words of our mouth and let the meditation of our heart, Lord God Almighty, let it come now and let it now be acceptable in your sight. Oh, precious Lord, Almighty Redeemer, that we can declare tonight the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. You will make us lie down in green pasture, wherever that green pasture is, you will let us lie down in it, Lord God, because every single pasture is yours. You will definitely lead us beside still waters. And when we go, we're going to just take that water. We're just going to lick it up and just lap it up because you are that refreshing water, Almighty God. We declare you tonight that you are our refining fire. We declare tonight, Lord God, that when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. There will be that person, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You will come, Almighty God, and you will send your angel in there with us, Lord God Almighty. And if we should walk to the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Why? Because, Lord God, you have already gone before us, you have already prepared a way for us. You said it in your word. Anoint your head now, Lord Jesus, and let the rivers of oil run over. That oil itself represents the oil of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, come now and wash us with that oil. Even though we are clay, come now and just live in this body. Tonight we do declare, yes, that we are clay. And you come to take residence in this clay. So now let your kingdom come. Now let your kingdom come, I say, and let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, let nothing come near our dwelling. Let the joy and the peace of the Lord come now. And I dispatch angels from the east, the north, the west, and the south, the top of the head to the bottom, surround the hills and the mountains and the sea, the desert and the dry land. As I lift my hands and as the anointing of the Holy Spirit flows, I bow before you and I declare, you're here, Holy Spirit. You're here, and we welcome you always here. And we can say, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. And we declare now that we will always, not only in your hands, but we will always be in your presence. This day we pray. We bow now before you and we declare it is finished. Hallelujah. Hey, I thank you so much.